Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Justin joins us here on The Fan. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All that work has paid off, right?
Hey, the work is just getting started, for real.
Yeah,
for real, but we're very excited.
And I'm sure, I know you're the first to point out, you don't do it without Sam Cook and Morgan Cox and all the other guys that are part of it, but it's a team effort, right?
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought them up, because I definitely want to acknowledge them. Morgan Cox is the best long snapper in football, and Sam Cook is the best punter and holder in football. To be able to work with those guys, they're not just it's truly a blessing. They're not just great teammates, but they're great friends of mine. And to know that I'm going to be able to stick around for the foreseeable future and continue to play with these guys is truly a blessing.
When you get word that the deal's done, I guess your agent lets you know that, hey, we've struck a deal here, it's good. Was there any reflection to think about back that, you weren't drafted in the first round, you were an undrafted free agent, and you've won a Super Bowl and everything else you've accomplished on the football field, and now to be rewarded for all that?
Yeah, it is really cool to think about that, coming from the like I said in the press conference, hiding at the University of Texas, and Coach Rosberg finds me, and I get an opportunity to compete in training camp, and land a job, and I get to stick around for now going on 8 years, and under contract through 2023, for so many reasons, I'm incredibly excited. Number one of which would be, the people that make this thing tick. That's what it's all about. It's a great group of fine men that I get to work with each and every day. That's so cool. And then, what we've got building here is really exciting. The success that we had last season, we win the division and go to the playoffs for the first time in a minute, and get our we've got a lot of things going in the right direction, and to be a part of that moving forward is really exciting. But looking back, it's cool to think about. It's cool to reminisce in a sense where you came from, but like I said, the work is just getting started.
We're speaking with Ravens kicker Justin Tucker. And Justin, you mentioned Jerry Rosberg at the beginning of your answer, bringing you in as that undrafted free agent. He announced earlier this offseason that he would retire. How much of an impact has Rosberg had on your career?
He's the reason I have one in the first place. He took a chance on me, invested time and effort in me. And he's helped develop me into a professional football player. And anybody that's played on any of his special teams would tell you the same thing, that he brings out the best in you on the field and off the field. So to be able to work with Coach Rosberg for the last 7 years has been just an incredible opportunity. So when he announced his retirement for a while, I was kind of at a loss for words, just thinking about it in terms of, there's going to be, so much that will seem different moving forward. But also, just being incredibly happy for Coach Rosberg and putting together what I believe is the best coaching career that a special teams coach could possibly have. And being happy for Coach Rosberg and his family, they're going to get to spend more time together and all of that stuff that comes with retirement. I couldn't be happier for him and his family, and also for the opportunity that Randy Brown and Chris Horton had ahead of them. You know, we've all been working together, and now they are, you know, kind of getting to drive the bus, so to speak. And I'm excited to see where we're going.
Justin, what have you learned about, you know, the football team's your profession, but you've adopted this community since you showed up in 2012. What have you learned about Baltimore?
Well, you're absolutely right that I've adopted this community, and the feeling is reciprocated. It feels reciprocated as well. Sorry, I'm like
That's
running
okay.
on fumes here. I got off a flight at like 3 a.m.
No problem.
this is a great city, full of, diverse, hardworking people who love football. So to be able to get a chance to continue my career, playing football is one thing, but to be able to call Baltimore home is, it just makes it so much sweeter.
Tim and I were talking at the top of the show, about the popularity. There aren't many towns where you see a lot of fans running around with the Kickers jersey on, but Matt Stover did that. You obviously have done that. That got to be special, right?
You know, it's really cool. This town has been fortunate to have guys like Matt Stover and Sam Cook, and the all the people that go into making kicks, right? This is like I said just a minute ago, this town knows football, and we also know that, one point may be the difference between a win and a loss. And
yeah.
When you can count on a guy to make kicks, our fans certainly appreciate that. And it's really cool to know that.
Justin Tucker, he's going to be a Raven until 2023. Justin, I'm doing a piece with Ed Reed on the Hall of Fame, and he talked about the safeties that inspired him and the guys he watched tape of. And he went back all the way to the 50s and 60s with Emlyn Tennells and up through the Ronnie Lotts and some of the names we'd recognize a little more today. How about kickers and people that had an influence on you when you were a young kid and first thought maybe that you could kick a football on the National Football League?
Sure. I think it would start with Adam Vinatieri for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I remember sitting on my couch watching him make a game winner, not just one, but two Super Bowls. Seeing that kick in the AFC Championship game when they were playing the Raiders, those kicks in the snow into the wind.
Yeah.
Maybe it's easier to have ice water in your veins when it's as cold as it was on that particular day.
Yeah.
But,
it's not easy. The conditions aren't the best kicking in Baltimore or anywhere else on the East Coast in November and December, right?
Certainly not. But it would certainly start with Adam Vinatieri as a guy that I still continue to look up to. And then you got Stephen Gostkowski, Phil Dawson, Robbie Gould, and Morton Anderson. There's a good handful there, and I'm sure I'm leaving some guys out, but and for that I apologize.
No, that's all right.
There's so many guys that have done it right over the years, and those are the guys that I still look up to this day. And you know what? I'm glad that you brought up Ed, because I actually modeled my game in more than any of the kickers. I modeled my game in high school after Ed Reed.
Wow!
And I told him that when I met him, my rookie year in training camp. He, I don't know if he remembers, but I remember meeting him in the cafeteria, and I told him I modeled my game after him, and he's like, "Oh, that's what's up." So you're a kicker, right?
So do you like the lateral like Ed did too? Yeah, Ed was pretty good. You know, when he's get about ready to get tackled on one of those returns, he just lateraled the thing.
I wasn't a good enough runner with the ball to do any of that awesome stuff. I was just, I was just happy to, take apart some wide receiver coming across the middle every once in a while. But,
there you go.
Those days are long. Those days are long behind me.
Yeah.
The guys in this league are a lot bigger and faster and stronger than the high school competition that I was playing. Even in even under the Friday night lights of Texas high school football,
doesn't get better than that.
Just a little tougher at this level.
Justin, as Scott was saying, you are one of the more popular Ravens. Maybe it's because you're personable, outgoing, you're doing opera on Royal Farms commercials. And, after some big-time kicks, you celebrate a little bit, you know? You got Pat McAfee saying for the brand. You got Rich Eisen saying kickers are people too. You know, how much of that, you know, showing the kickers have swagger, you know, after you make some of those big kicks?
Honestly, now I look at I look at that stuff, or if it, you know, if I get tagged in something on social media and it's like a, you know, a GIF or a video of, you know, me doing a dance or celebrating after a kick, I just look at it and cringe, and I'm like, man, I'm such a dad now. Like, I can't even I can't dance, and I've never been able to dance. Like, what was I thinking? So now, for whatever reason, I don't know why, I've been doing that gladiator thing where I just kind of stand there with my arms open, and like, now I look at that and I'm like, you know, what am I doing, man? But
in the moment,
you know, it's easier said than done. But you know, I think the swaggiest way to swag out is not to swag out at all. It just, you know,
there you go,
kick the ball, do your job. But you know, that's going to be one of those cross that bridge when you get there. I mean, the next big kick that I make, I'll figure it out at that moment in time.
Yeah. Hey, Justin, you don't get to be the best by standing still. How much better do you think you can get? You talked about the future and going to work and keep trying to get better, I guess, right?
That's just what you got to do. I mean, if you want to not only, you know, better yourself as a professional football player, you know, but as a person, that's what you got to do. And then, you know, individual statistics or accolades aside, working on my respective craft as it relates to the rest of our team will contribute to winning games. And that's mm-hmm. the most important thing.
Yeah. Justin, thanks a lot. Congratulations. And I know everybody in this town's happy you're going to be around until at least 2023.
Thank you. And thanks so much for having me, guys.
Yeah, you
appreciate
bet.
Y'all.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.